Appreciate everybody coming out and be with us. The great moving of the Spirit of the Lord. Appreciate all the hospitality that's been showed to us and our family. And thank you for that. Girls, come on, sing tonight. Get them to sing for us tonight. I'd like to say that had a tremendous service this morning. You that was here, a great service, great altar service. And the Lord just moved. Several people got help from the Lord. Just enjoyed it so good. All the brethren preached good. And, of course, Brother Lynn Head just outdone himself. And just enjoyed it so good. And then in the youth service, I tell you, Brother Jonathan Prickett preached a classic message. Tremendous preaching. And I exhort you, if you wasn't here, especially if you're a young person, wasn't here for youth service, to get a copy of that CD. And to try to make it to youth service tomorrow. Amen. And God just really used him, and we appreciate Brother Jonathan's preaching. It was so good. Aren't you glad for the Spirit of the Lord? Amen. Also, it's good to see Brother Russell Payne here. Amen. Preached a youth camp just a month ago, and so good to see him in service with us. We appreciate Brother Russell coming. Everybody, we're glad you're here, and I just want the Lord to help us. Pray for these girls while they sing tonight.
Y'all pray for us. We actually practiced another song for tonight. But the way the service goes, this song, I think we sung it at youth camp, but it just simply says the promise. I never said that I would give you silver or gold, that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear would never find you in the night, or that loneliness was something that you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there, oh, on the other side. And I did say that I'd always help you to fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient for every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. I never said you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan just to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'd dry every tear you cry. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say that my ways confound the wise. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to place. And someday, sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, as a fool, but I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say that my ways confound the wise. I never said you never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan just to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And yes, I did say that I'd dry every tear you cry. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think, well, you'll see me face to face, and you'll sing with the angels and the countless multitude. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right, and in the midst of darkness, oh, let this be your light, that hell can't separate us, and we're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right, and in the midst of darkness, oh, let this be your light, that hell can't separate us, and we're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter number 3. And also I want to read from the book of Acts chapter number 2. If you want to be turning, marking those places. I sure do need the Lord to help me tonight. I tell you, I know that I'm nothing without the Lord. But I sure would like for Him to help us a little while tonight. Appreciate our church, Westside, where I pastor here. All their support locally. They've come and helped us. They'll be cooking tomorrow night, so I'm going to brag on them tonight where they'll cook good for us tomorrow night. But I appreciate all our folks at Westside. God's blessed us with a good church and a great group of people. And we're trying to do something for the Lord over there. Amen. I know that's every pastor's desire. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3 and verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. I want you to notice the first portion of this scripture. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Then in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, Acts chapter number 2, begin reading at verse number 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing as it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Notice verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Then I also read to you in 2 Timothy, where it said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Amen. I want to preach a little bit, if the Lord will help us tonight, on which last day revival will you be part of? Which last day revival will you be part of? Amen. I was talking with Brother Carroll before church. He didn't know what was on my heart to preach tonight. But we was visiting a little bit before church, and Brother Carroll was sharing the burden of his heart. And he said, Brother Steve, he said, I long to see an old-fashioned revival. Amen. He said, I believe it's possible. I know there's doubters and scoffers that says that, you know, we're not going to have any more souls saved, and might as well shut the doors and lock them up, that the days of revival's past. Amen. But I'm just like Brother Carroll. I still believe we can have revival. And I believe it's so strong, Brother Eugene Futrell, till I believe that in this last day, and I believe we can all agree we're living in the last days, probably the last of the last days, we're there. And so the Bible tells us that there is some things. You know, this is a book of prophecy. There's many other things that's in it, but it is full of prophecy. And not one prophecy in this Bible has ever failed to come to pass. Never has and never will. The sun may not come up in the morning. Amen. But the Bible is going to be true to the end. Amen. And the Bible tells us in the last days there's some things that's going to be taking place and things we can look for, signs and things that will happen. I'm not an in-depth scholar of end-time prophecy, doesn't claim to be. Amen. I do try to read enough and study enough and be sensitive enough to the Holy Ghost that He can guide me in these last days, that I'm not err. But I want to preach to us a little bit about the revivals that's going on that will be taking place in these last days. And we're going to have to make a decision. We can't be neutral. We can't just say, well, I'm not really going to get in with a group that's having revival and seeing exploits in God, but I really don't want to be part of this group that's just given over to Satan. But I want to tell you, you're going to have to make a decision in this last day. Amen. It's not going to be possible to be neutral. Amen. And why would you want to be? Amen. Why would you want to be? Which last day revival will you be part of? The Bible in 2 Timothy said that in the last days we would be living in perilous times. You'd have to agree with me tonight. The devil is having revival. Amen. If there's ever been a time that he has been in full force in every place and doing everything he can, the devil is having revival. Amen. He's rejoicing at all that has taken place. Amen. I look at our nation, America. It was founded on Christian principles and, amen, by our forefathers that founded it on the Word of God and religious freedom. And I look at how far we've come in so many areas. I was looking at some statistics the last couple of days, and I read where America has only 5% of the world's population lives in our country, America. Only 5%. But it said yet that 60% of all illegal drugs is consumed in the United States of America. Hey man, I tell you, the devil's having revival with drugs in America. Hey man, it's unreal to think about that 1.7 million men and women is incarcerated in the United States. And out of that 1.7 million, 1.3 million of them is drug related.
The devil is having revival. When he reaches into homes of some of your homes, some of your children that was raised right here in youth camp, that was raised right here in these altars, that you've seen tears roll down their face. You've heard them testify about experiences. Amen. Maybe a call on their life. And yet today you see them, amen, where drugs has reached into their life. Amen. Where it started out maybe with marijuana, amen, these type of things, but now they're addicted to meth, they're addicted to, what do you call it, cocaine and crack and, amen, crank and all these things, amen, they're like zombies walking around. You know what happened? The devil, amen, is rejoicing and having a revival because he's pulling young people out and middle-aged people out with addictions to drugs. And it's not just the young people anymore. I want to tell you, friend, if you're not careful, amen, the very physician you attend, amen, will give you so many painkillers until you'll get dependent on them and get just as addicted and get just in a bad a shape as those, amen, that's out there pumping the needles in their arms and living on the streets. Come on, help me. I said the devil's having a revival. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Me and my wife involved at different times with counseling and talking with adults. Amen. Coming off of addictions and binges of being on prescription painkillers when they really didn't need them. And when they finally got it out of their system and they finally got purged of it. Amen. They sprung back to health. They didn't have those headaches anymore. They didn't have all the problems they thought they had. But all it was a trick of the devil to keep them addicted, amen, to painkillers. Come on here now. Oh, I know there's times people are sick. There's times they need those type of medicines and different things. But I also know there's a devil out there that like to get you, amen, so confused and so bound. I tell you, the devil's having revival. Amen. When we got people addicted to all types of drugs. Amen. When you got alcoholism, amen, where you've got so many people addicted to alcohol, amen, over 80,000 deaths, amen, annually attributed to alcoholism, amen, cirrhosis of the liver, amen, men staggering out in front of vehicles, amen, men leaving their family and their children at home and taking what little bit of money they got and going down to the clubs and drinking it away. I tell you, the devil's having revival when he sees a husband walk away from a home and waste his paycheck, amen, and down at playing poker and down at the lottery stands. I said the devil's having revival when he's causing people to take hard-earned money and waste it on something that's ruining their life. Oh, stay with me a little while. Is that the part? Is that the kind of revival you want? Is that the one you're going to be part of? Amen, that's right. Amen, where we have an onslaught, amen, of homosexuals, amen, that is invading our nation and even trying to invade our churches. Amen, men want to be women and women want to be like men. Amen, it used to be a reproach and a shame and they hid in the closet. But I'll tell you, in 2010, they're boldly stepping out of the closet. They're walking in the stores like Walmart. They're holding hands, men and men, doing that which is unseemly, which is against nature, right so boldly. And then they say, we want our rights. We want to be a couple. I'll tell you, the only couple that's been ordained by God is one man and one woman. Until death you do part. He did not put two men together. He did not put two women together. I'll tell you what's happening. The devil is trying to have a revival when he says, hey, the government says it's all right. You can get tax status. Amen. When they say it's okay, I want to tell you it's not right in the sight of God. Oh, help me. I said the devil's having revival. Amen. When a little boy goes home, Amen. He's got two mamas. Amen. Oh, he goes home and he's got two daddies. Amen. Oh, I say the devil's having revival. Amen. My wife's sister was talking to her about a situation in a certain state. Amen. A child, they were foster parents, and a child was coming up to be adopted out. And so they had some information about the child and the family wanting to adopt them. A good, normal family wanting to adopt them. Five families. Amen. But all of a sudden, one family, amen, two men stepped up and they said, "We want that child. We've already got one we adopted." You see, the reason I have to adopt is it is impossible for them to have children. Oh, come on, help me. I don't want to let you know that's against nature and that's against God Almighty. Amen. But oh, they wanted to adopt this child. And that sorry low down judge, amen, ruled in their favor and said, "I'm going to put him in this home, amen, with these two men. I'm going to look over these five good homes, amen, and put him in this home." I'm telling you, the devil is having revival. Is that the kind of revival you want to be part of? Is that what you want your children exposed to in the public school? Is that what you want them to see? Amen. When they go to the marketplace, devil's having revival. Amen. When abortion, amen, is so rampant that in 2005, the last year I could find statistics for, amen, 1.21 million children were killed by abortion in the United States alone. From 1973 until now, 45 million children have been aborted in the United States of America. Amen. Oh, help me a little while. In New York City alone, for every 1,000 live births, they have 770 abortions in New York City. I'm talking about millions of children. Amen. Their life being took for them, being murdered. I'm telling you, devils having a revival. Amen. That's what's happening. Amen. He isn't putting up, amen, posters. He isn't advertising that he's having a crusade. He isn't trying to get folks to come in and openly join up into, amen, demonic witchcraft openly before everybody. No. But I tell you, he's coming in subtle and he's coming in among us and he's having a revival in this last day. Amen. Even in our holiness churches, the devil's having revival. Amen. I mean, when you used to go in that holiness church and you'd see that sister, amen, playing on the piano, amen, that good sanctified sister, amen, that looked modest, amen, that looked holy, amen, that was dressed right, amen, and now you go into some so-called, amen, Pentecostal holiness churches, amen, they're up there with their hair bobbed off, amen, painted up like the world. Come on, help me while I preach a little bit, amen. That's right. I tell you, the devil's having revival. That's right. When it's so bad in a holiness camp meeting and youth camp, till when you go to pray with somebody that's a sister, you being a brother, amen, you got to turn your head to pray for them. Come on, help me while I preach. I want to tell you, sisters, amen, you ain't got to be miserable when you come to the altar. I've seen them so miserable, amen, they pull down on their skirt a while, then they pull up on their blouse a while. They pull down, they pull up, amen, always self-conscious because they knew that they were not modest. I want to tell you, you can't pray like that. You can't get in and worship like that. The devil's having revival, amen, when you're immodest. Amen. Oh, the devil's having revival. In our holiness churches, the devil's having revival. Amen. When we emphasize the flesh more than we do the spirit. Oh, I like to shout. I love, and I prayed today the Holy Ghost would just sweep through this building. Amen. I'm still praying that. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, when the flesh gets to be magnified, amen, and the shout becomes more flesh than spirit, amen, and it's done to be seen of men, the devil's having revival, amen. I don't want to be part of that last day, amen, apostasy, that revival that the devil is having in this last day. Amen, brother against brother, I'm telling you, devil's having revival. So much tension in some churches till you can't even hardly preach to the lost and feel conviction. Amen. For brother and brother having ought against one another. I'll tell you, the devil's having revival. Amen. But all right, about another revival in the last days. Yeah, there was this one revival that'd be perilous times. And he'll give us a list of so many things that be taking place. And we're seeing every one of them take place right now. Devil's having his revival. So what are we going to do? As Christians. As God's people. Are we just going to let the devil have his say and his revival? And just sit back and say, well, the Bible said it'd be perilous times. Oh yeah, I heard it just that way. Well, you know church is coming. We know it's coming. It's the way it's going to be. We might as well just get used to it. I don't want to get used to it. I'm not going to get used to it. Amen. Yeah, he is having revival. But he don't have to have one at Calvary. Holiness Campground. He is having revival. But he don't have to have one at Westside. Holiness Church. He is having revival. But he don't have to have one at Aimwell. He don't have to have one. Amen. And that New Corinth. Amen. He let him have his revival out in the world. Let the world and church. Amen. Have his crusade of revival. But great God of heaven. Amen. Let's have a Holy Ghost. God sent. Heaven sent revival. Amen. For he said in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. Praise God. Now we believe that part where it says in the last days there'll be perilous times. We believe that. But I want to know, do we believe this? Amen. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. Woo! I'm talking about a last day revival that I want to be part of. Where he said, amen, I will pour out my Spirit. Amen. I read where he said in the last days, amen, he'd pour out his Spirit, amen, upon all flesh. Amen. I read, amen, where he said we could do exploits. I read where in the last days he said, amen, there could be demons that'd be cast out. Come on here now. I read in the last days where he spoke about, amen, miracles and healings. I believe that's the kind of revival I want to be a part of. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. I meant to ask Brother Jonathan about this and verify it some. Maybe he can help me. But a couple of months ago, Cassandra, amen, Green, is it now? Amen. Her and her husband. Amen. One Sunday after the Sunday morning service. Amen. They've got their child and they're out in the home and the child is missing. They look around. A few minutes has went by and they can't find the little baby. Amen. How old was the child? About 3 years old. Couldn't find her. Amen. Got to looking around and there she was out there floating in the pond. Amen. They ran down to the pond. Amen. It's just been 2-3 months ago. Amen. Got the child out of the pond. Amen. Brought it to the bank. They began to, of course, call 911. They began to do CPR. They began to breathe into the child. They began to try to clear the water out of its lungs. And they worked on it for several minutes. Amen. How long was it? It said, well, it was like 10 or 15 minutes they worked on this child. Finally, amen, Sister Cassandra stood up, amen, weeping and crying, and said, we've done all we can do. We've lost the baby. It's drowned in the pond. I tell you, amen, it ain't time for the devil to have a revival then. It ain't time, amen, to start picking up the things of the world then. You know what she did? Amen, standing there weeping. All of a sudden she said, the Holy Ghost began to move on her. Amen. And the God spoke to her and said, breathe into the child's mouth one more time. And she just knelt down and simply, amen. And when she did, that child came up, amen, alive, amen, perfectly well. I want to tell you, we need a last day revival where God does miracles among us, where God does healings in our midst. Amen. Come on, help me a little while. I'm preaching on what part, which revival are we going to be part of? I mean, are you here tonight and you're looking toward a far country? Did you come tonight and your heart's already somewhere else? I'm just going to obey the Lord tonight. Are you sitting beside your companion and you've already, amen, been talking to somebody else? Is your mind already in the far country? Come on! Amen. Is your affections already reaching toward that far country? Amen. I want to preach to you and tell you. Amen. We can have a Holy Ghost revival and a miracle in this last day. And we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have revival. 28 years ago, what happened?
The Lord helped me with cancer.
Come on here now. What kind of revival you want to be part of? Woo! Amen. Oh, I remember the story by the L.D. Savage told. Amen. About how that, and you know the Bible said, amen, let me read this scripture to you. Amen. Brother Neil, can you help me? Amen. Right here, John chapter 14 and verse 12. Amen. John chapter 14 and verse 12. I want you to hear this right here. Amen. John 14 and verse 12. Listen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me.
Hold it right there. He that what?
Believeth.
He that believeth.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, if you're going to have a last day Holy Ghost revival in your home, and in your church, and in your life, you're going to have to believe.
That's right.
You can't live a halfway life.
No, no.
You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in church.
That's right.
You can't talk out both sides of your mouth and say hallelujah right here and over here be using slang language. Over here be saying, I love the Lord. And over here be involved in the world.
You're right.
You got to believe. Hold him.
Hallelujah. Believe on me.
Go ahead.
Believeth on me.
Believeth on me.
That's continually.
Continually.
Hallelujah. The works that I do.
The works that I do.
You know what I've done, don't you?
And you know what all he
did. What I've done.
He raised the dead.
Praise God. Yes.
He opened the blinded eyes.
Yes, he did. He healed
us.
He cleansed
the
leech. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm preaching to you. I'm telling you we can have our last day Holy Ghost revival.
Hallelujah.
These works that I do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Praise God. He shall do also. These works that I do, he do also.
He shall do them also.
Yes.
And?
And greater works than these shall he do.
And greater works than these. Amen. Now how
shall he
can you do greater works
yeah.
than the Lord done?
All right.
Won't you think about this? I'm talking about a last day
revival.
Holy Ghost, God sent revival.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what I want to see. I want to see some people pray through to the Holy Ghost
praise
tonight.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory.
I want to see some folks
yeah.
pray through to they get good and sanctified
oh, hallelujah.
Tonight. Hey, I want to see an old time oh, Holy Ghost revival. Oh, and I believe we can have it.
Oh,
these works shall you do.
Hallelujah.
You know what the Lord done? Jesus done. He fed the hungry.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Brother L.D. Savage tells a story about his daddy when they were hungry
uh-huh.
and they ran out of food.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
Ran out of food.
Yes, sir.
His daddy was a very, amen, upright,
oh, yeah.
righteous
holiness,
and holy man.
Yes, sir, he was.
Amen.
He was.
Holding us at the table.
Yeah.
Didn't have no food.
That's right.
But he said, set the table.
Set the table.
Got the table all set. And he told him, he said, let's get down and pray.
Yeah.
And said, while they were praying, they heard a commotion and they heard a sound. Amen. Oh, no food, Lord. Amen. We know you've done great works in the Bible. We know you fed the hungry and you fed the multitude and you multiplied the meal in the barrel and you brought the oil to the cruise and you multiplied it and it met the need. But God, we know you've done great things, but we're needing you to do one more great thing. We're needing you to do something for us. We're needing you to move for us.
That's right.
And said when he finally said amen, and they went outside, there was a whole covey of quail that had flown into the side of the house and lay there. And they began to pick them up and clean them and prepare them. Hey, I want to tell you, he's a miracle worker. He's able tonight. Amen. These works shall you do and greater.
Great shall he do because
yeah.
I go unto my Father.
Right. I go to my Father. When he was glorified.
Yes.
When he was glorified.
Hallelujah.
He purchased for us. Amen. The things he done while he was on earth.
Sure.
He purchased for us the same access
yeah.
to every one of them.
Thank God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, yes, sir.
We got to choose.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of revival we going to be involved in.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a revival of gossip?
Amen.
A revival of backbiting? A revival of contention?
Oh, listen now.
I mean, it's up to us if that's what you want to do.
That's what you want to do.
Amen. Put on your boxing gloves and
yeah,
go ahead.
Go at it, yeah.
I don't want no part of it.
No.
I tell you what I want. I want a revival where conviction falls in
thank
the church.
God.
And a sinner runs down the aisle
hallelujah.
And falls in the altar and says, great God of heaven, I'm lost. And I want to be saved. I want a revival.
Hallelujah.
And I believe we can have it tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And whatsoever ye shall ask
in
my name.
That.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah.
That will I do.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Read that last verse with me. Verse 14.
If ye ask anything in my name.
If ye ask anything.
Amen. In my name. I might do it.
Oh, no. What version
I'll
you got?
I'll think about
what
doing it.
What version you got there?
Let's see here.
This
I think
King
this
James.
Here, Good News from Modern Man, King James Version. I will do it.
I will do it.
Hallelujah.
Not I might.
Praise God.
Not I could.
Yeah.
Not it is possible.
No.
Amen. But Sister Kim, it's
hallelujah.
A promise.
Hallelujah.
Woo! It's a promise.
Hallelujah.
It's a promise.
Yes.
In the book. And the book's ours.
I will.
Amen. I want to be part of this last day revival.
I will.
Amen. I want to see some folks, Sister Margaret, get the Holy Ghost and get prayed through and get full of the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo. My wife told me to stay on the platform. I'm disobeying. Hallelujah. Woo.
Glory.
Amen. I want to see some folks,
yeah.
amen, get full
of the
Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's for us.
Hallelujah.
I said it's
yeah.
for us. Woo! I said it's for us.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. want tonight. Woo! Get us a song. Somebody, somehow. Woo! I ain't got time or breath to preach the rest of that. I tell you where we're at right now. It's right here before us. Oh God. When I got to wanting the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you, I didn't just go up there and seek it 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I tarried, I prayed, I worshiped, I cried, I obeyed, I shouted, I done whatever I could. And you know what happened? God baptized me with the Holy Ghost and fire. And He is no respecter of person. There in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost fell, they were all filled. Amen. And that's when He said, amen, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Which revival are you going to be part of? Are you going to let the devil back you up in the corner and tell you you've lost your children and it'll never be any better? If you believe that, you're being part of His revival. But I tell you, when you get the Bible said, heaven suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. When you get violent, you say, no, sir, devil. I'm going to have revival in my home and in my life for my children, for my family. Amen. It's for us tonight. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. I want to ask you right now. Amen. I just want to, amen, give us all the call. Amen. Like I felt like today in prayer. If you're here right now, amen, and you want revival, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got children that's in a mess. You got situations that it is impossible. I said it is impossible. No way. Amen. And you really want it. Amen. You know what? I want you to come right now and say, I want revival. I want revival. Amen. I want revival in this last day. You that need the Holy Ghost, come on in. Amen. You that need a baptism, make your way into this altar. Oh, you that need a miracle, amen, come right on. Oh, I want a move of the Holy Ghost. I want revival. I want a move of God. Oh, come on, I want revival. I want revival.